Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor show. We want to thank you for being back with us. Amen. Last week, we were in a week of revival, and we thank the Lord for being revived. Amen. We thank the Lord for his goodness and for his long-suffering and for his tender mercies. Amen. God is so good to us, and we just want to come tonight to tell the Lord thank you. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, O God, for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives, O God, in each and every one of us. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need to hear a word from you, O God. We need to know, God, that you're by our side. Father, we pray, Lord, that a soul be delivered tonight, O God. We pray, Lord, that someone would say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, knowing that there's nothing too hard for you. Now, Lord, have first place in our lives, Lord. Search our hearts. Search our souls. Search our minds, oh, God. And if there be anything in us, oh, Lord, that is unpleasing unto thee, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for holiness, oh, God. We pray for righteousness, oh, God. We pray, Lord, that we would be the people, oh, Lord, who thirst and hunger after your righteousness, Lord, knowing that, Lord, we can't make it. We can't do anything without you, God. So I pray tonight, oh, God, for those who may be sick in their bodies. I pray for those who may be afflicted, Lord. I pray tonight for your anointing, God. I pray for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, rain down on us tonight, God. Lord, we need a shower. We need a touch. We need to feel thee, oh, God. So we pray that you'll bind the airways, Lord. If there is anything, Lord, that is not of thee, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, give your word liberty. Give your word power. Oh, Lord, let your word go forth like never before, God. Oh, Father, we thank you so much. We lift your name on high. Lord, we give you praises. Now, Father, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh, God, will be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We glorify you, Lord. And I love you and I thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen, everybody. We thank the Lord for another day, another week, another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Amen. God is good to us, and it's our time to show him that we're thankful, that we're grateful for what he's done and what he's doing in the life of each and every one of us. Amen. So we just want to continue to move forward with the show as we look at the calendar. Amen. As we look at how time is going by, next week will be the 5th. If I'm not wrong, of May. Amen. Time is going quickly, so we need to get things in order. Amen. So that God is pleased with our lives. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, and we're just going to read verses 1 and 2. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Amen. And the Bible says this: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, amen, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Our sermon title for this evening, our lesson for this evening, is in order to get back to holiness, what are you willing to give? Amen. In order to get back to holiness, what are you willing to give? What are you willing to sacrifice to God in order to get back to holiness? So as we look into the text tonight, we find the Apostle Paul begging or asking earnestly, reaching out to the church in Rome, to the people, saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. This sacrifice, first of all, has to be living. Amen. God never has and never will deal or use a dead sacrifice. Amen. When animal sacrifices were chosen, they were healthy animals. Amen. They were prime animals. They were in good shape. Amen. Full form. Amen. Healthy animals without spot or blemish, without any defects upon them. My brothers and my sisters, tonight, God is looking for the same thing today. God is looking for a living sacrifice. Amen. Without spot or blemish or wrinkle. Amen. So what does that mean? That means that we have to be holy, amen, if we're going to get back to holiness, amen. We have to be willing to be complete. We have to be willing to be whole, amen. Amen. God is looking for the same thing today. Amen. Chosen sacrifices were set apart from the rest, amen, so they wouldn't be damaged from the careless of from the carelessness, amen, of the other animals or things in the environment, amen. They were of value, just like we should be today. Are you willing to present your body to God as a living sacrifice, amen, so that you can be used by God? God wants us to offer ourselves, not animals, as living sacrifices. Are you willing to daily lay aside your own personal desires, amen, and follow Jesus, allowing him to direct your life? If we're going to go back to holiness, amen, this is what we must do as God's chosen people. Nothing was sacrificed or used by God that had blemishes or spots. What makes the 21st century church anything different today? Amen. Now here in verse 2, he goes on and says, And be not conformed to this world. So what are the ways of the world? Well, I'm glad you asked. Galatians 5 and 17 tells us. Let's go to Galatians 5 and 17 so that we can see some of the ways of this sinful and wicked and dark world. Amen. Galatians 5 and 17. And the Bible says this. Apostle Paul, he's sharing with us some of the lusts of the flesh, some of those things that war against the Spirit of God, some of those things that make us do things that we know we shouldn't. And he goes off into the 17th verse, and he said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, amen, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other. Let us know that one is always trying to battle in our lives for first place. One is always pulling, and one is always being tugged, amen, to have first place in your life. Amen. So he's saying here, contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Amen. Then in verse 18, he says, but if ye be led by the Spirit, amen, ye shall not under the law. Then he goes on into the 19th verse, and he said, now the works of the flesh are these. These are things that get us in trouble. These are things that disconnect us from the holiness of God, from the righteousness of God, from the purity of God. These are things that disconnect us from living within the Spirit of God. Amen. And he goes here and says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, amen. Fornication, amen. Uncleanness, amen. Lasciviousness, amen. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Then he goes on to the 21st verse, and he says, envious, meaning you're jealous. You can never get back to holiness. You can never get back to the place where God will have you to be, with jealousy in your heart. Amen. Murders, amen. Not with a pistol, not with a knife, but you're murdering folk with your mouth. Amen. Then he goes on to drunkenness. Oh, yeah. A lot of folk think it's okay to have a little wine, to have a little martell, to have a little nightcap. Amen. But the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Holiness is set apart for God. Amen. It means we have separated ourselves from the world. Amen. Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Amen. The Bible tells us in what? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, amen, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Let's get back to holiness. Let's get back to right standings with God. Let's get back to having a right relationship with Jesus. Amen. We can do it, but our minds got to be right. Then he goes on to say revelings and such like, meaning there's so many more things that he didn't even share, but these are things that are contrary to the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. And then he says, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past. Let us know he's already told us before. The Word of God has spoken about it before. We've heard it time and time and time again, but we find ourselves still slipping and sliding, dipping and gliding. In foolishness, in unrighteousness, in unholiness. And God is not pleased with that. He's looking for a church, amen, without spot or blemish. So he's not concerned with the four walls. He's not concerned about the arch. He's concerned with you and I. That's what he's looking for. Amen. So in order to get back to holiness, we have to get away from the idolatry. We have to get away from the witchcraft. We have to get away from the hatred. We have to get away from all these things. As I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You keep on living in unrighteousness. You keep on living in sin. You're going to find yourself going straight to hell. Amen. It's a one-way ticket. It's a one-way ticket. Ooh, and there's no returning back. He said, those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, meaning you won't make it in. You can go to church all your life. You can sing in the choir all your life. You can usher at the door all your life. But if you're still living in unrighteousness, in unholiness, you won't make it. You won't make it because you're not living holy. You're not living. We serve a righteous God. We serve a holy God. Amen. And he's not compromising with our foolishness. He's not. So today is our day to get it right. Before we go home today, we need to surrender it all. I surrender we need to surrender it all to Jesus. Give it all up to him so that he can have what? First place in your life. Amen. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for a church without spot or blemish, a holy church, a pure church, a righteous church where that sin cannot enter in. Amen. Then he goes on here to the 22nd verse, and he gives us the contrast between living in the flesh and living in the Spirit. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, is gentleness, is goodness, is faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Amen. But we have to get to the place where God is pleased with the life. We can't live like this and say that we are holy, sanctified people who have been set apart for God. We can't. Set apart for God, and we have killed this old man. Then Apostle Paul says, let's go back to the text, to Romans 12. Then Apostle Paul goes along here and says, and
Don't let this world change you. Don't let the wickedness of this world corrupt you. Don't let anything get between you and God. That's why Apostle Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing should get in between you and your relationship with Jesus. Your spouse, your mama, your daddy, your boo, not even grandma. Nobody should get in the way between your relationship with you and Christ if you're going to continue to walk holy, if you're going to continue to live holy. Nothing should get in the way. Nothing. Amen. And then he goes on and says, and be not conformed to this world. See, don't be conformed by the, and that's why you can't run around with folk who ain't saved. Amen. That's why you can't have no relationship with folk who don't know Jesus. That's why we need to separate ourselves. Not to say that we're better than nobody, but the Bible says that we are a peculiar people. Amen. We're different than the world. Amen. We serve a holy God. God is not compromising with your friends. He's not compromising with you. Is either holy or unholy? Which one do you want? We need to make a choice. We need to make a choice. What we're going to do with our lives? He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, when your mind has been transformed, when your mind has been changed, what's in your mind is in your heart, and what's in your heart is in your mind. But when your mind is transformed, you'll have a desire to serve God with your whole heart. With your whole heart, you'll have a desire to give everything to Jesus. Nothing will be, you will allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. He said that Christ told us that he will lead us and guide us in all truth. Amen. He's not compromising with what you want to do because it ain't about us. It's about Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's about him. What about you today? What's going to help you to get back to holiness? What's going to help you to get back to righteousness? We got to get to the place where God is pleased with our lives. Amen. There is no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Which way are you going? What you going to do? We got to get to a place where God is happy with our lives. That's the bottom line. Amen. And then he goes on to let us know that's the only way that we may be able to prove or to test what is good, amen, and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the only way. That's the only way that you're going to be able to tell what's good and acceptable and the perfect will of God if your mind is right. You got to have a spiritual mind. You got to have a holy mind. You got to have a righteous mind. And that's why Apostle Paul was letting us know, let's go to Philippians. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Philippians, let's look at the fourth chapter. Amen. Verse 8. And Apostle was talking to the people there in Philippi, and he's like, finally, Apostle Paul understood the influence of one's thoughts when your mind's not right. When your mind is not holy, when your mind is not righteous, when your mind is corrupt, you can't think righteous thoughts. You don't think holy thoughts. You think unholy. You think unrighteous. Why? Because your mind is not right. But he lets us know here, he brings the church in Philippi, and he's letting them know some things. He says here, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest? Whatsoever things are just? Whatsoever things are pure? Whatsoever things are lovely? Whatsoever things are of good report? If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, he says to think on these things. Think on what's true. Think on what's just. Think on what's honest. Think of what's on good report. Stop letting people fill you up with garbage. Think on good things. That's what's wrong with the church today. Too much garbage. Too much gossip. Too much foolishness inside and outside the church. God is not pleased with that. Man don't run nothing. The church belongs to God. Amen. God runs the church. And if man would get out the way and stop trying to run what God created, he told Peter, up on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what makes man think that you're going to run God's church? It don't happen that way. And it'll never happen that way. Amen. That's the problem with church folk. Many of us think that we can correct ourselves. If we could, then why don't we know what God is requiring from us? We can fix everything. If we can solve everything, why don't we know what God is really requiring of us? Amen. God has a work for each and every one of us to do, but don't nobody want to do the work of God. Everybody want to tell somebody what they should be doing. But I just want to let somebody know today, God is requiring more of you. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, let's go to chapter 10, verse 12. And the Bible says, and now Israel, what do the Lord thy God require of thee? Amen. But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways. Amen. So what are the ways of God? They're holy, they're righteous, they're pure, they're selfless, they're compassionate, their love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness. These are the ways of God. No other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. These are the ways of God. This is what we need to do. And now, Israel, what do the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to love him? See, we got to love God with our whole hearts. I'll never forget this. Me and Pastor Perkins was driving up Southfield Freeway, and we were going to hit 94. And I was like, Pastor, what do I got to do? How do I learn to preach without notes? How do I do? And there was this truck that drove past us. And on the door of the truck, the back of the truck, it says to put your whole heart in it. It said put your heart. And I'm like, sometimes we can get stuck on not giving God our whole heart, and he can't use us like he really wants to use us. And that's why Moses was telling the children of Israel to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. That's what it's going to take to be the people that God is calling for you and I to be. God is looking for our whole heart. He's not looking for part of your heart. God is looking for everything that you have on the inside. What is it that you're holding back from God? What is it that you're holding back from God? God wants to use you for his glory. And he's not going to take second fiddle to nobody. Nobody whatsoever. What about you? Is there one listening tonight who's going to let God have first place in your life? I just want to know. I'm going to give you just 30 seconds just to think about it. Do you want God to have first place in your life? That's a personal question. Do you want God to have first place in your life? Because if you want to be blessed, if you want to get back to holiness, God has to be first place in your life. He's not taking second fiddle to nobody. Nobody. And that's why Moses was letting the children of Israel know here in Deuteronomy 10 and 12 that you got to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. God is looking for us to be all that he's calling for us to be. What about you? Are you willing to give God your whole heart? Are you really willing to say, Lord, take everything. Lord, lead me, guide me. Lord, have first place. It's time to surrender our whole hearts to Christ so that God can be pleased with us, so that he could be excited about his sons and his daughters. In the Lord, he'll be pleased, but he wants our whole hearts. Amen. So let's get back. So let me ask you, what has happened to the people of God? As we look throughout the world, as we look throughout the news, everything, holiness has become just about a thing of the past. Amen. Man want to marry man, Lord help. Woman want to marry woman, Lord help. All of these things are going on. Men wanting to be men, women wanting all this stuff. How can folks say that they have a relationship with Jesus, living that type of lifestyle? And God is calling the church to stand for holiness, for righteousness, for what's up. Somebody's got to hold the banner up high. He'll be glorified in every aspect of his glorious church. Amen. Of his glorious church. We have to get back to holiness. There's no other way. There's no other way that we are going to be the people of God, living any kind of way, thinking that we're pleasing God. Let's go to Thessalonians. Amen. Let's go to Thessalonians. Let's see what God has to say about that. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. Then let's go over here to the fourth chapter. And let's look at the seventh verse. Amen. And the Bible says this: for God had not called us into uncleanness, but unto holiness. Let's park the car right there. God is calling us not to uncleanness, not to unrighteousness, not to being filthy rags, but he's calling us to holiness. He's calling us to set ourselves apart from the world. He's telling us to come out from among them and separate yourself. That's what's wrong, that so many folk are becoming infected by the influences of the world. Sometimes it's even from our families. Oh, yeah, we want to fit in. We want everybody to like. We want to, but some people just it's not that they don't like you personally. They don't like what's in you. Amen. They don't like the God that's in you. That's where the problem comes. See, because most people don't even know you. Amen. But what they don't like is that spirit that's within you, that spirit of Christ that that dwells in your heart, that dwells in your life. So this is why God is calling his people tonight. Not tomorrow night, but tonight. To get out of uncleanness, but into holiness. Verse 8, he therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who have also given unto us his Holy Spirit. Amen. We're not despising man. We're despising God. We have to get back to holiness. We got to get to a place where God is pleased with our lives. What about you tonight? What about you? Where do you stand? Where is your mind at tonight? That's why Apostle Paul says to think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, just, loving, honest. That's what we need to be. We need to be thinking on the things of God, not on nothing else. So what are you thinking about? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? Is it God's righteousness? Or is it God's, or is it the world's righteousness? Which one is it? Which one is it? We got to realize this, that holiness is right living. It's what God requires of us. That's what Moses told the children of Israel. What does the Lord thy God require of you? God is requiring it from us tonight. But you know what the real problem is? Some of us have let things get in the way. And they have separated us from having that right relationship with Jesus. Oh, yes. And this is why Apostle Paul says here in Romans 8:35, he asked a simple question. He says, who shall separate us, amen, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearl or sword? Then there's a question mark without an answer. He says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him. So how can we be more than conquerors? How can we be more than conquerors through him that loved us? How can we be if we're not living right? How can we be a conqueror if we don't know Jesus as our personal Savior? What will you be conquering? Amen. What is it going to take? It's going to take everything that we have on the inside to get to the place where Christ will have us to be. What about you? What's in your way from having that right relationship with Jesus? What's in your way from walking in holiness? What's in the way from you to hinder you from talking in holiness? Something has to be in the way that's hindering you from having a right relationship with Jesus. Let's go to Galatians. Amen. Let's go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians. And let's park the car on the third chapter. Amen. Let me park the car real quick. Hold on. Amen. Galatians chapter 3. Amen. Apostle Paul, once again, he's dealing with the church in Galatia. And he says, oh, foolish Galatians, amen, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, amen. So let me ask you that same question. Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Somebody's been speaking something in your ear that is hindering you from obeying the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who is it? What's his or her name? Who can it be? As the old song, who can it be now? Who can it be now? What has gotten it in your way? And this is what a possible, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among you? How can it be that you don't want to walk in holiness? How can it be that you no longer want to walk with Christ and you've seen what he's done for your life? Amen. He said he was crucified before you. Amen. Then he goes on here. He says in verse 2, this only what I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. He's asking a question. This only what I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. See, they were being messed up in their minds. Amen. They thought that the law and all of these things were essential for their salvation. No, Apostle Paul was like, no, it's going to come by faith. Amen. Then 3, are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are now ye made perfect by the flesh? Amen. Verse 4, have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He goes on in the 5th verse, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and work of miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Which what? What was it, by the working of the law? Was it by hearing by faith? You need to answer that question for yourself tonight. Or let me help you. It was by faith. Amen. It was working by faith. Amen. It was hearing the word of God by faith. It didn't have nothing to do with the law. And that's why they were so foolish. Amen. And that's what's even going on. Here, telling you it don't take all of that. It's taking more than what you're willing to give. Amen. It's taking more. And that's the problem today. Folk are whispering in your ear, telling you stuff they know they don't have no business saying. And we wonder why folks' lives are so messed up today. It's because they're falling off. The Bible says that they will be a great falling away. So many folk are getting sidetracked. They're falling by the wayside. They are falling away from holiness. And yes, and that's why Christ told the church in Ephesus, you've lost your first love. You've left it. Amen. And this is what's happening today. Folk who say they have a relationship with Christ are being fooled to think it's okay to live unholy. Man, You have already purchased yourself a ticket to hell. American Airlines. It's already paid for. Yeah, they got a new flight now. It goes down, not up. Amen. It goes down. Amen. You're setting yourself up for failure. He says, sir, have ye... he said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. God is looking for people who believe. Yeah, believe. What do you believe in? Let's go to Hebrew. God ain't playing. Time is running out. Let's go to Hebrew 11 and... But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God rewards those who seek him. How do they seek him? They seek him with their whole heart. With their whole heart. What about you tonight? What are you seeking? Are you seeking the skirts? Are you seeking pants? Are you seeking the marijuana? Are you seeking the Martell?
Are you seeking the cool miles in the box? What are you seeking? What are you seeking? Are you seeking to be a woman when you're a man? Are you seeking to be a man when you're a woman? What are you seeking for? If you're not seeking Christ, you're not seeking nothing. Amen. If you're not seeking Jesus, you ain't seeking nothing. That's what's wrong. Folks seeking everything else but Jesus. Yeah, that's the problem. Because who else can help you? Who else can get your life straight? Who else can set you on the right path? Who else? We're seeking everything else but what's going to help us. And that's a big problem today. Yeah, it's a big problem. Let's go. Let's go here. Let's go to Second Chronicles. Let's go to chapter 11. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter 11. Let's look at verse 16. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. Did you hear that? Well, let me read it to you again. After them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. Such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel. What about you? What have you set your heart on? What's on your heart? What have you set your heart for? What are you seeking for? What do you desire? God said that if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our hearts. What about you tonight? What about you? What about you? It's sad, but it's true. A lot of folk hearts are going right down the drain. They're losing the right relationship with Jesus. Let's go to Acts 17:27. Then I'm getting ready to close because that's all I got. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 17:27. And we're closing. Acts 17:27. And the Bible says this, and that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. My. Boy, Lord have mercy. Let me read that again, because I don't think you heard that. I don't think you heard that. That they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. God is not far. But the reason why we're not seeking him, we're not searching for him with our whole hearts. What about you tonight? What about you tonight? What are you seeking? What do you want God to do for you? As we open that altar tonight, someone needs Christ tonight for direction. Someone needs to see Christ tonight for wisdom. Someone needs to see Christ tonight for understanding. Someone needs to see Christ tonight for salvation. Somebody
needs to seek Jesus. So I challenge you tonight. Don't get off this phone and think that you're going to make it without having Christ as your personal Savior. It's not going to happen. We have to get to the place where God is pleased with our lives. Is there one tonight? Is there one who just wants to pray? I challenge you tonight. Let's pray that you will continue to seek God with your whole heart. Is there one? Amen. Is there one who wants to pray for somebody who know that they should be seeking for God? Is there one? My. Father in heaven, we come tonight with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we love you. And Father, we thank you so much for your loving kindness. Father, we pray for your anointing. We pray for the touch of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we need you. And God, we cannot make it without you. We're nothing without you, oh God. So we pray right now that you'd have your way. Have first place in each and every one of our lives. Lord, help us to search you with our whole hearts. Help us to love you with our whole hearts, oh God. Help us to be the people who thirst and hunger after your righteousness, oh God. Now, Father, we love you. And Lord, we thank you for what you've done. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Father, we thank you just for being God. Now, Lord, whatever you see fit, whatever you want us to do, whatever you want us to be, oh, God, we will be forever so grateful and forever so thankful, oh, God, to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, Lord, because you're worthy, oh, God. And beside you, Lord, there is no other. So we pray for those who are listening tonight. We pray for those who didn't ask for anything, Lord, but we all need you, Lord. We all need to seek more of you, Lord, to have more of you in our lives. Lord, touch our hearts, touch our souls, touch our minds, oh God. High first place in each and every one of our lives, oh God. Father, help us to be the men and women of God who thirst and who hunger for your righteousness, oh Lord. Help us, Lord, to show others the way, Lord, which is you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, go with us. Help us to always seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord. And you said all of these things shall be added unto us. So we pray for direction. We pray for guidance. We pray for understanding in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your will and your way be done. Now, Lord, we love you. We thank you for what you've done. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, we just pray that you'll have your way in each and every one of our lives. Now, Lord, we pray for the show next week. We pray for your anointing. We pray, Lord, that you'd give us a word for your people. Whatever you see fit, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we love you on the Mighty Man Fellowship. And we look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place. May the Lord watch over you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right here.